It's not that I was expecting good news from Gaza today. Even so, I've been taken aback by some of the latest news from the Mideast, like the shocking execution by Hamas of several suspected informers working for Israel. These were Palestinians suspected of passing information over to the Israeli military. 11 were killed secretly by a firing squad. 7 were dragged behind a mosque and shot in public, gangland style. The executions came after 3 top Hamas commanders were killed by an Israeli airstrike. Reporter Daniel Estrin is in Jerusalem, and he says not much is known about those who were executed.
Well, we really don't have any idea who these people actually are who were killed. They could have been people already in Hamas jails who were suspected of spying for Israel and just brought out and killed. Hamas has also imprisoned, tortured members of the rival Palestinian party Fatah in the past. So Hamas itself says they're not releasing the names of these people because they don't want retribution on their families. But I think their actual identities aren't as important as the message that Hamas is putting out. This is the punishment for helping Israel.
How much does Israel rely on Palestinian informants on the ground, like in Gaza specifically? Is this a big network?
I don't have any information on how big the network is. I told this a former official that the Gaza officials had said that about 30 Palestinians had previously been killed. He said that number 30 would be considered a very big number in terms of the network of recruits inside Gaza. Recruiting informants in Gaza is harder for Israel than it is to recruit them in the West Bank, where Israel maintains a military occupation, because Gaza is pretty much sealed off and there's no Israeli presence inside Gaza.
For the people who live inside Gaza, I mean, these executions were of people they know, presumably. What kind of criticism inside Gaza has there been to these killings?
Well, today we did hear from the main Palestinian human rights organization in Gaza. They put out a statement criticizing it. They called it extrajudicial execution. The group also said that 2 women were among those who were executed by the firing squad.
Is that rare?
We have not heard of other women executed in the past, so I think it is rare.
And at the same time, you've got basically a crowd of people watching these executions take place. Something seems disconnected here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is, first of all, Hamas is trying to put out this message to people that we are doing this not in secret, not by a secret firing squad, but now we are doing this in public, and the message is clear to everyone, but it certainly is a scary thing.
Yeah, and the way you describe it, it may inhibit people inside Gaza from working as informants for Israel, but it might not necessarily stop the executions.
Correct. And it's especially interesting and important to note the timing of this. These executions today happened a day after Israel targeted and killed 3 Hamas commanders, top commanders, as you had said. It was a huge embarrassment to Hamas, and it demonstrated just how deep Israeli intelligence has penetrated this organization, which usually operates in the shadows. And so the message is extremely clear here that Hamas will not tolerate this kind of thing again.
Just finally, Daniel, these 3 Al-Qassam Brigade commanders in Hamas, they were high up in kind of a critical mass of military sophistication. What does this do now to Hamas and their fight against Israel?
This has really shaken Hamas. Their commanders do not walk around openly in Gaza. Especially during this war, they have gone completely underground. And because commanders' movements are only known by a select few within the organization, the suspicion is that there is a mole inside Hamas. And so I think that really has Hamas jittery right now. In terms of their ability to fight, it doesn't appear to stop their ability to fire rockets. Today, there were scores of rockets fired at Israel. Some Israeli commentators here, though, are saying that it's going to be hard for Hamas to find and train good replacements for these top commanders who were killed. So that will impact the group's military abilities.
Reporter Daniel Estrin speaking with us from Jerusalem.